Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
Have you ever struggled to be more disciplined? You know you got that paper due next week, but you don't do anything all week, even though you know it's coming. Or you set up a brand new habit that you're so excited about that you know can improve your life, your relationships, or your work, but you don't stick to it. Or you started that workout routine, and you got really pumped up, fired up into it. You lost a couple pounds, but then, 3 weeks later, it was gone. And what did you blame? You blamed your discipline. You said, I wish I was more disciplined and everything would be great. And the reality is, it's true. Discipline is one of the most important things we can develop in our lives, because without that ability to be sort of self-reliant and willful to get things done on a continual basis, we never get that great amount of momentum and progress towards what we really want. And I bet there's a lot of areas of your life that could really benefit from being more disciplined, whether you're eating healthier or working out more often, or being more disciplined about doing your art on a consistent basis, or contributing, or even being more disciplined about just speaking up for yourself when you know that you should. So how can we help you find a goal and be more disciplined? That's the topic of this video. Now, I'm gonna assume a little bit that, because it's gonna be a short video, I wanna make sure that you have something in mind that you wanna be more disciplined to. So think about a major dream or a major ambition. that for some reason you're like, gosh, I wish I really stuck with my sort of actions and routines more often? If you can have that in mind, then this is gonna really serve you. I have four ideas for you today. The first idea is to emotionally engage with that dream each morning of your life. See, a lot of people don't actually struggle with the discipline part in terms of the doing the thing. It's that they're not getting revved up to do the thing. In other words, we got a problem with motivation, not necessarily just discipline. We have a problem with that once in a while, you hit it, you do the work. But a lot of times you fall off because you're not emotionally engaged in it. It's like, if you want a lot of discipline, you need a high level of emotional connection and focus on that thing that you want to work towards. So every morning, what I want you to do is just start a new visualization practice. When you wake up in the morning, close your eyes, think about the dream, the aspiration, the thing that you're really after in life, and just visualize it and really get yourself emotionally attached, emotionally engaged with it. Think about how great it will feel for you to have that thing or be that thing or contribute that thing to make that difference. Just think about it, allow it to well up in your heart a little bit, get excited about it, remember the dream. That's why we get away from discipline, because we're so busy with the chaos of the world that we emotionally are no longer attached in a way that our brain says, hey man, focus on this. It's important to you, remember? So if your heart is disengaged, it's difficult to stay disciplined. So every morning, make it a practice to actually just imagine the payoff, the benefit, the contribution, the art, the thing that you do and are doing and do contribute. If you can do that more often, you'll be more fired up and you'll stay back on track. The second thing is, we gotta handle that chaos that we talked about. So I need you to do your work before you respond to the world. It's the number one thing I'm always telling people in High Performance Academy and all my other training sessions is, if you are constantly waking up in the morning and all you do is just reply to everybody and you're replying to their texts, you're replying to their needs, you're replying to their emails, all of a sudden the day is ripped away and you find yourself out of your own routine. But if you set up your morning to win, or you set up blocks of time to win, as we'll talk about, and you do that first, do your work first, it's easier to stay disciplined. If you're saying, you know what, this year these next couple months, I wanna be more healthy, great. Get your health stuff out of the way in the morning. You know, create your shake, do your workout, create a healthy lunch to take to work, and you're off and going to a good start. But if you wait for the remainder of the day for discipline to strike, it never will. The third thing is what we call block time. You need to have scheduled blocks of time where that discipline happens every day, and that's the only thing that happens. Look, you can always do something every day towards your dreams. And if you believe that, it could be just something small. It could be doing a little bit of research, journaling, taking that action, creating that presentation, making that call, whatever it is for you, you can do something every day. And if you believe that, then you need time to do that. And that time, what we call block time, you say, okay, today, from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, I'm only doing this thing that I need more discipline towards. And during that time, you don't check your email, you don't do your Facebook, you don't browse the internet. All that happens during that time is what you're supposed to be doing. The reason a lot of people don't have discipline in their life is they're letting their day be ruled by randomness. They don't have blocks of time that have actually been scheduled to do the thing they're supposed to do. So they're counting on sudden will. Oh, you know, I'll get to that today, or I'll get to that someday. And of course, someday turns into never, and then they start blaming their discipline. It's not their discipline, it's the lack of a calendar that says, do this now. So schedule what you must make happen, and you'll suddenly find yourself, wow, I'm so disciplined. And then the last piece is, you gotta set up some social rewards. You know, it's hard to stay disciplined at something if you're never getting any payoff from it. You know, we can take that first step I told you about visualizing something, but if you get some small wins along the way and you're never celebrating with other people, then your brain says, this isn't benefiting me. And I really mean that. You have to do it with other people. You have to have that connection with others to celebrate, to keep your will intact, to keep doing the thing you're supposed to be doing. It's so important for you to do this. You know, if you're a writer and, you know, you finish a chapter, call up a friend, say, hey, you know what? I finished the chapter I was supposed to finish today. Let's go out for a drink. If you've accomplished something at work you said you were going to do, get everybody together, say, hey, you know what? Lunch is on me today. Let me take care of you guys for lunch. If you finally achieved something that you've been working towards for so long, you need to take some time to go out with friends and family and just talk about the process. Talk about them, how it felt to finally complete this thing. See, if we're never celebrating, we're never gonna develop real discipline. And it's funny because too many people think those are opposite things. They think discipline can't be fun, that the discipline can't be joyful. But the masters of this life have proven that doing things in a disciplined way can also be doing things in a joyful way. And if you think discipline has to be this hard, awful, terrible thing, maybe you're never gonna have discipline because you're constantly trying to fool yourself into doing things you don't wanna do. And it's time to find the things that you do want to do. It's time to connect to those emotionally and to visualize those, to get other people to the party with you, to celebrate, to do the things that really matter, which is block the time to make the dang thing happen. If you'll do these things, you'll start to find yourself much more disciplined and on your way to living what we call the charged life. Hey everyone, it's Brendan. Did you like this episode? Be sure to subscribe to the next one and tell a friend about us. If you want free books and world-class training on motivation and high performance, visit me at brendanburchard.com and enter your name and email for our newsletter list. Until next time, stay charged and go out there every day of your life and live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi.
If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.